assim, não.
And welcome to the WRFR Weekend Roundtable. And joining us right now is our correspondent from Maine State Prison, Dino Brown. Dino, can you hear me? Well, top of the morning to you.
And you know, they recently found out that the phone company wasn't charging local phone calls, so they weren't back out of it. So they decided that they would get in touch with the phone company. Phone company charges $1.80 a minute, $1.80 for the first minute. An additional 25 minutes after that to call locally.
And so,
ludicrous, but they insisted on it so they could get a piece of the action.
Huh. So, so they're getting a piece of the action, and we have the privilege of.
I can't hear you, Ron.
All righty. Well, we have a privilege of paying for your call. And, but that's just fine. That's what community radio is all about.
Yeah.
So can you tell me then? So they're the telephone there, and how's the management of the place going?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Right.
All righty, how is the management of the prison going right now?
Yeah, as usual. What do you expect from Baldacci's administration?
Well,
I mean, it's trying to keep people here. I mean, I can understand keeping us here so we don't just leave. But I mean, you'd hope that most of us would return to some semblance after this place, but they just want people to get out of here and come right back. It seems just keep the money rolling, and society should just keep the mouth shut and keep paying taxes. That's the attitude they've got here.
Yeah.
They don't put a lot of energy into teaching us how to be better citizens. Want us to be better prisoners and leave it at that. You know, they teach you how to teach five this system, you know, how to function in it, but they don't teach you how to function in society. It's kind of ludicrous. We got a computer lab. I don't know, maybe 20 computers and use them. They're just sitting there for looks, you know, when you see them in for tours. Oh, look at all the computers we got, but, you know.
Well, why can't you use them?
Because they had the encyclopedia in there in the computer, so people will look at things up and they think, well, you shouldn't be learning anything, you know.
No.
You can use a computer, just use a computer. We can say you're using a computer and we'll leave it at that, but using a computer, you know, implying that somebody's actually learning something with it, well, that's one thing to imply. It's another thing to be learning something.
Hmm.
It's crazy. You know, you got no internet access, so it's not like people are trying to order things with stolen credit card information or anything like that. Just educational, and they're saying, no, you can't use it. So they got like two or three people out of 1,000 that can use it. And they just sit there collecting stuff. It's crazy, the whole.
Well, I'm going to try over this coming ask them that. What about that?
The programming here is the Kairos is still Kairos Street, Christian Prison Ministry group is still denied our reunions. We used to meet your second Saturday of every month, and they just decided away. You know, we're not going to be able to have it. They hit the Asatru group, told them they can't have their meetings anymore. They can't let them have their jewelry or their books even.
Well, I think the Constitution says they mess with your religion.
Well, this prison administration don't like the Constitution interfering with their own agenda. You see that in Supermax when they beat the living hell out of people, you know, that after they're chained up. You know, but it's funny too how they use these cameras to videotape. They say, well, we told you to turn around so we can put the handcuffs on you, and you refuse, so that gives us the right to beat the hell out of you. Well, the thing is, you know, they don't have any video coverage of them trying to resolve an issue peacefully. You know, like coming to a door and saying, okay, well, we're going to open the door and we're going to take that tray, because the prisoner refuses to pass the tray. He's protesting as peacefully, and the only way he really can, you know, by not cooperating and handing his food tray out. It's a plastic food tray. If he refuses to pass it out because he wants to see a sergeant to complain about his diet meal wasn't met or whatever. And he holds his tray. They'll come up and they'll order him to put his hands out to be handcuffed, and then they'll mace the hell out of him if he don't comply, and they'll tell him to go lay on his bed. And if he does go lay on his bed, they'll come in and slam him on the floor anyway, and then pick him up and put him back on the bed. But you can't see it with the camera because there's so many people in the room beating the guy that, you know, all you can see is the guys that are standing in front of the guys doing the beating. But so many times, all they would have to do is open the door, pick the tray up off the floor, and close the door. You know, the inmate sitting on his bed just saying, I'm not passing the tray out. You come get it, you know, and they come in to get it and leave, there'd be no problem. They just take the tray and go, but that's not good enough. They want the confrontation. They're going to make sure there's a confrontation. Little things like that just, you know, you see the staff that are in charge of those situations, and not all of them are mentally equipped to deal with it. We had the Sergeant Millay out there. They put him out there to kind of clean things up a little bit, you know. And he was doing a great job until some of the people around there, they didn't seem to like it too much, that, you know, he was running the program a little differently than what they did. We got this Captain Brooks, you know, he made it clear when I was out there, he made it clear, you don't put somebody in the restraint chair and then call me and tell me that you put someone in the restraint chair. You come see me before the guy goes in the chair and I'll decide if he needs to go in. They didn't like that, you know.
So is he no longer there?
Yeah, he's here, but I mean, he's just one of a few on that level of staff that actually give a damn about what's going on.
So there are some really good people there that are working there in the administration and the security.
For the most part, they're decent, but there's enough who are not. There are enough who are as criminal as any of us, I would have to say. When you don't have any problem doctoring paperwork to justify something that you did to somebody to violate their rights, you know. It's funny hearing a convict in here, you know, we violate people's rights in society if we don't give a shit about, you know, what their rights were or how they're affected by our acts, you know, until you sit here and you're not on drugs anymore and you think about some of the crap you did, you know.
All right, now don't work yourself up. You're starting to tread toward where the station doesn't like it, what you're saying on the air there.
Well,
watch that cussing.
The point is, you know, I could spend, you know, I'm probably going to spend the rest of my life in here. I'm going to die here, whether it's tomorrow or 30 years from now. I'm never going to be any sorrier for my misdeeds than I already am, you know. And when you look at it with a sober mind, it's a little horrifying for me, but, you know, society really doesn't want to hear too much about, you know, all your rights, you know. But, you know,
Well, I'm still hoping that you'll be able to do a radio show of your own here at some point from the state prison. But I think, you know, you have an opportunity to marshal all your thoughts and put them out there.
Yeah, that would be an awesome opportunity.
Well, you know, maybe sometime soon here, we'll get permission to come down and visit you and talk about that.
I would welcome that greatly. I'm anxious to know what the community would like to know about us in here. You know, the community, most of us in here are coming back to society somewhere, whether it's the Rockland or Knox County community or elsewhere in the state. Most of the people in here are getting out, and you know, society plays a role in putting them in here. And, you know, they're paying their tax dollars, hoping to get something for their money, you know, make life a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that they'd be interested in making sure they got their bucks worth out of it.
That the correction really happened.
Yeah. There's got to be a lot of questions that society has that perhaps I could help in answering or overing or at least over us with my fellow men. And, you know, I mean, I'm active with the NAACP and the long-timers. You know, get together.
Well, that's good, because I think our listeners would be very interested on a prisoner's eye view of what's like there. We've been getting it sort of secondhand, and now, you know, as they ask questions, but I think it'd be awfully important to have you, you know, telling things at your own pace there.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to an opportunity to do that, to work out the logistics and get it started.
Well, I hope we can at a time when you can play your blues harmonica there and not bother people.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
I missed a note Thursday there when I played Amazing Grace. There was one note was a little flat. I was trying not to play too loud.
Mm.
Holding the phone with one hand, harmonica with the other. Normally I hold the harmonica with two hands. I was just outside picking up my guitar, Make the World Go Away.
Yeah.
I like that melody. I'm working on that for the harmonica now. I want to play that melody.
Alrighty. Well, look, I'm gonna set things up, but we're gonna have to take off here in a second here.
Alrighty.
And any other words you want to get out to people?
Well, just wanna know what society would like to know about prison and the different programs that we do have here. What
okay.
They're interested in, you know, so I can respond somehow.
Well, I will certainly. I'm urging listeners now to call in after Dean hangs up and let us know what you think.
I've been listening on the radio with myself.
All righty.
All righty. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. You were listening to Dean Brown at the Maine State Prison, state correspondent there, talking about take place at the prison there. And unashamed that indeed he is serving his time there, and that's how it's supposed to be. There just ain't no telling, though, what's going to go on there unless the people that live there and work there talk about it. So you're welcome to call. You don't have to give us your name, 594-0721, and let us know what you think of Maine State Prison.